What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans, Season 4, Episode 9. Woo, almost halfway through. Hope you guys enjoying it as much as we are. Cookie and Big O, we're in the house. What's up, guys?
Not much. Not much.
How the hell was I supposed to know if she was underage?
You look at the ID, and if she doesn't have one, she's underage.
We started checking ID again?
Yes, we did.
It looked COVID legit times, to me.
In COVID times, everybody's home. Not just grown-ups.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah, that was your fault.
I don't know what that Dateline guy and the cameraman were there for, but maybe they were in line first.
Oh, yeah.
My bad. He just likes the way I make my cookies.
With nuts?
Almond milk.
It's how I present the cookies with nuts.
Mm-hmm. How is that?
On a platter.
Oh, yes.
A big one.
You are a filthy bitch.
So there's been a lot more going on in the world with the, you know, the Rona fucking everything up for everybody, and you got a bunch of hospitals full now, a bunch of people dying, and they're saying that if another spike hits like the one that they saw after Thanksgiving, that it was basically going to do some major damage to the medical system, and like they're not sure if they're going to be able to accommodate all those people. And it's just, I don't know, man. Like again, everybody's bitching. Like, oh, I want to fucking, I want to be at home. I want to relax. I want to chill. I don't want to fucking do shit. And then like the fucking government comes on and goes, all right, motherfuckers, here's the thing. You guys got to go home and chill and not do anything.
It's fuck them. Fuck you.
It's like your parents telling you you can't go anywhere. I'm all like, I'll show you.
This house is
I will go wherever I want. I will walk around Target aimlessly for 2 hours spreading the virus.
You know what the problem is? They said you can't do nothing. They should have said you can't do shit along the same thought you had, and you'd be all right.
Yeah, it's like fucking all of a sudden everybody turned into like the fucking scene from Step Brothers. This house is a fucking prison.
It's like, God, don't touch my fucking drums.
Right? It's just, yeah, people bitching and bitching and bitching, and it's like you're bitching about things that people in other countries like they would never fucking bitch about. Like, yeah, I guess with first world problems, right?
And yeah.
You know, so we're going to get into some of that first world problems a little bit later on in the show. Tonight, the spotlight comedian is Chris Rock. So we've got a couple of Chris Rock inspired segments. And this first one, a lot of people know Rock for, I'm not going to beat around the bush. That dude has fucking huge teeth and they're always fucking out.
Don't forget his fingers.
The one that's usually jammed up his ass or
Jack the Skeleton King with those hands.
Yeah, no shit, dude. So this first one we're calling the Toofuses discussion. So you can play along at home. Feel free to freak your friends out and do this to them. So each story that you hear is going to be told Chris Rock style. And by that, I mean with your fucking teeth all out. So anybody, any volunteers to get the ball?
Due to my bleeding gums from a gingivitis flare-up, I will not be partaking in this. But I would like to see what you guys present.
I'm not even going to ask how you got the gingivitis.
It's what I didn't do that got me the gingivitis.
It was from the beef walk.
Surprisingly, that helped. There was a lot of floss, if you know what I'm saying.
So we talked about this before, but, you know, going into the holidays, donations are key out there. It's a big thing. Everybody's got to, you know, give something to help people out. You know, it's the holidays. It's the giving season. It's always been, but now it's more so crazy than ever. Right. I was at a Walmart, you know, and I see the fake Santa Claus is standing out there, you know, jingling their bells, calm down there, Cookie. And they're asking for your donations. You know, everybody's asking for donations and donations. So that's what inspired me to this talk for the Toofuses subject with Chris Rock. Donations. Why do they keep asking me if I want to donate my change for the hungry? Now, I understand that they need help, but I'm hungry too, goddammit. And I need money to buy food for me nowadays. You talk about rounding change up? How about you round the cost down and really help feed the hungry? Me, goddammit.
Nice. Nice. So I we're at I think it was Mixit's birthday outing just before the first lockdown started, and there's this like homeless guy, and he comes up to me. He's like, "Yo, man, you know what the best nation on earth is?" And I'm like, "What? What's the best nation on earth?" He's like, "Donation." I'm like, I started laughing. Then he holds his hand out. He's like, "Yo, show me some love." And I'm like, he's all, "Come on. Come on, man. The greatest city in the world is generosity."
He had two assists.
I was laughing.
He earned that donation from generosity.
He did. He did. He totally did. I was like, I was dying.
Is he busy? Can we have him on the show?
I'll go back down and see if I can find him.
Did he suck your dick?
No, he had those after midnight at Circle K fangs going. So I'm like, no, nah, it's cool.
Thriller.
Yeah. It looked like Dracula, but he didn't have any other teeth. He just had the two canines coming down.
Wait, did you say Blackula?
Dracula. Oh. That is racist.
No, that is actually a movie.
I know, but the fact that you identified that. I'm just kidding.
For what it's worth, he was black. So yeah, I guess Blackula.
I'm going to have to use that in the future.
That is really amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the selling point. It was like just the fact that he was willing to make jokes and do some shit. I'm like, all right, he's all, for another dollar, I got some poetry. I'm like, I'm good. That was funny enough.
We should copyright that donation and generosity.
God damn it, I used to say that on the street when I was asking for money. Now these guys are saying on the podcast.
What? First world problems.
Oh man. So the he was in a bunch of, you know, a bunch of good movies. The one that, I mean, my personal favorite was Dogma. I know he wasn't like a major role or, you know, like star, but
he was one of the apostles. Come on.
But he held it down though, and like his dialogue, his delivery was just on point the entire time. And like anytime he had something to say, I was cracking up.
You know, it's funny, like that you say that he wasn't a major player. I find that all the movies that I enjoy that he's in, he's not. Like, he's like a supporting character or just like a character of interest. Cause like in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, or Lethal Weapon, he's like that secondary character. But when you leave the theater, that's the one that you always remember.
Yeah.
Is the one that he played. So I think that's like kind of like his niche, if you will, but like, yeah,
that's a fucked up niche. They can only stand you for so long, right? and then you remember him.
I mean, I've been writing that for the past five seasons, so
I found that some of the lead movies that he's done, it's more along the streamline of his comedy stand up routines. He goes into the jokes that he normally would do on the live stand ups,
right?
You're absolutely right. When he's doing the supporting, he's right there with the lines and everything that's generated by the producers and scriptwriters.
It's got to be rough, right? Because you come from doing your own thing, saying your own, you know, telling your own jokes, and now to switch over and then all of a sudden you have somebody like writing it for you, and whether you like it or not, you're already getting a paycheck, so you got to go up there and do it.
Deliver.
Right. So I wonder what that would be like. You know, could you imagine? Like, I can't imagine doing the show scripted. You know,
if we were getting paid, I could imagine it.
All right. Think of it this way. The guy was a major movie role. He went out of Hollywood for a little while, and then he goes on to do Beverly Hills Ninja.
Genius. Genius.
I mean, that is the lowest common denominator. He made it fabulous.
And then he had his show. The show was really good. Oh,
the show was amazing.
I loved it. It was.
Oh yeah.
it was up there with Chappelle's show. Like a lot of the skits that they did, like the How Not to Get Your Ass Kicked by the Police, hands down my all time favorite for that show. It was just I watched it over and over and over again, and I just laughed every single fucking time.
The breakfast cereal one's my hand down. Like, that's like my favorite. That's like my favorite. And then when you wait till the end, when they show you what's inside the cereal, like, I die laughing every time. It's like the best one.
So have you guys been in a situation where it was where you not only put yourself in that place, but you totally ignore that whole skit about how not to get your ass kicked by the police?
Yes.
I haven't like totally like avoided getting my ass kicked, but there's times like I guess I should have but didn't, fortunately. But I don't know, like specifics.
Yeah, like that. Like, okay, so for example, it's 4th of July 1 year, and like we're not supposed to be setting off like any kind of fireworks in the neighborhood where I grew up. So like the cops come through, but they don't like they just kind of like, hey, knock it off. But they don't really like unless you're acting like an asshole like I guess I was. And so not only was I not supposed to be setting off fireworks, but I wasn't supposed to be setting off bottle rockets either. And so that's what I had, like those little shitty ones from that somebody smuggled back across the border.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And I won't tell you where I put them.
No wonder they didn't fly very high.
Nope, they will not.
And every time they blew up, it smelled like shit.
It's an acquired taste.
With syrup or jelly. And so there I am, like fucking, like trying to light the stupid wick. And like I see the cop car and I look up, I'm like, uh-oh. And instead of stopping, no, I'm like,
after
trying, and the cop was like, they don't even come all the way down the street. He just kind of like, hey, stop that. What are you doing? And I'm like looking at him, I'm all, click, 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 click. Still trying to light the fucking, and he looks at me, he's like, are you fucking serious right now? And I was like, click. and then it finally fucking turned on. He's all, don't fucking do it. And I was all, oops. Then I just fucking bolted. Like he didn't bother him. He just kept going. I was like, oh shit. My brothers are sitting on the curb going, you're a fucking idiot. He should have kicked your ass. We would have fucking filmed it and laughed.
Every time.
So yeah, shit like that.
Joke's on him. It was a tampon. So yeah, one time when I was dating my wife back in 93, it was about 93, I was visiting family out in California. I live here in Arizona for a little while at the time. And when we're coming back into the town where I actually live in right now, the cops weren't really that nice to the people in this area. So it was 1 a.m, I'm going down a major street, and I turn off to go to a Circle K to get some gas. Well, the store was open past 1 a.m., but the gas pump had been turned off for repairs or whatever. So I'm tired. It's 1 a.m. I've been on the road for 8 hours, and I'm ready to go to sleep, and I'm pissed off now that I can't get gas in my truck. So instead of stopping, 1 a.m., nobody in this town. It was only a 2-lane at that time. Now it's 6 lanes, and it's a lot bigger. But it was nice and quiet. I just went ahead and turned, hit the street safely, made sure no one's around. And next thing I know, I got red and blue right behind me. So I had to pull over and talk to this 25-year-old Gunterson blonde, crew cut, straight out of fucking Street Fighter haircut bodybuilder. Yeah, I know you're getting excited there.
Keep your hands where I can see them.
Nah. Pulling me over and asking me what the hell I was doing. At this point, you're not supposed to talk to the cops. You're not supposed to be mean to him. You're not supposed to be belligerent. First thing I run into is, what the fuck are you stopping me for over for? I'm fucking 20 years old, a Mexican in a brand new black truck, and you're going to pull my ass over like I'm stealing something? I haven't been drinking. I just came from California, goddammit. You're stopping me here? I'm trying to take my girlfriend back to her house safely, and you're stopping me? Are you going to pull me over or take me out and check my asshole for contraband? And I just went on and on and on. After all said and done, the guy just kind of looked at me and goes, no, there's a bar over there. We usually have some drunk drivers, but you don't look drunk. Have a good night, sir. I drove away, still mad. And then my girlfriend at the time looks at me and says, do you realize what you just did? And I damn near shit my shorts because like, oh my God, I can't believe I said all that.
Oh man, I got, so I'm in, it's like senior year of high school, right? And I'm dropping my buddy off at his pad, and this fucking cop car out of nowhere swoops in right behind me in the driveway. And so, you know, the whole bit, you know, put your hands out the door, blah, blah, blah. And then his mom comes out of the house, and she's standing on the porch, and she's like, starts yelling at the cops, like, what the fuck are you doing? And blah, blah, blah. They're, you know, they're high school kids. They're just getting back from school. And so then they start running like the plates or whatever. And then like we get out, we still have like our school sweatshirts on, like backpacks in tow and everything. So the cop comes over and starts asking us questions like, you know, where were you guys? You go from school to here. And we're like, yeah, we just got out of school, came right here. And then his mom started getting even more pissed. So then she's like, why are you pulling over just because they're fucking Mexican? Everybody's fucking Mexican in this fucking neighborhood. Are you out of your fucking mind? This is East Los Angeles. And, you know, just going on about like it's stupid bullshit to like pull over kids for fitting the description and this and that. And so eventually, like, it, you know, everything's like cool. They realize, okay, they pulled over the wrong, not even pulled over, they just fucking came in the driveway behind us. Mm-hmm. So then he's like, you know, sorry we pulled you over, we, you know, we do have to check, and the person we're looking for armed robbery, so, you know, we're taking it seriously, we gotta check everything. And then he mentions that he went to the rival school of the, you know, the school that I was going to, you know, back in the day. And I was like, oh, well, that explains it. No wonder you're a fucking idiot. And so my friend's mom just starts laughing, and the cop's just like, wow. And I'm like, go ahead. There's a fucking grown up right here. Go ahead. Hit me. I just couldn't leave it alone, though. I was, like, fucking irritated that he pulled me, like, well, not pulled me over, but was, like, fucking making me waste time when I knew, fucking, there's no way it was me.
And the balls, because there was no cell phone videos then.
Yeah. The only thing that I think was the saving grace is that that dude's mom was, like, literally standing right there, and I knew they were going to do shit, like, because they knew, one, I was underage, and two, like, there's a fucking witness right there, so, you know, I was like, yeah, no wonder you're a fucking idiot.
It happens.
And his face was just like, oh, you motherfucker. So they bailed out. So, like, that was, yeah, I probably should have gotten smacked, but luckily for me, good timing.
In LA, no less. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
those cops would have hit you if no one was looking.
Oh hell yeah! If I was by myself, I would have been fucked.
Oh yeah.
So I, years later, and I have one more. Not my firsthand story, but I was, like, I guess indirectly involved, because I was waiting for this dude to come back because I was ready to, like, clock out for the day, but he was on lunch and I couldn't clock out until he got back. So, like, I'm sitting there and he had texted me, yo, I'm on my way back to the office. I'll be there in like 3 minutes. And so then like 10 minutes goes by and I was like, nah, maybe he's outside smoking a cigarette, whatever. And then 15 minutes goes by. I'm like, this motherfucker. I'm like, I want to go home, bitch. Hurry up. It's fucking Friday. Like, let's fucking get on it. And so I text him, like, yo, dude, are you coming back or what? Nothing. And then fucking 20 more minutes goes by, and then he fucking walks through the door, like, all fucking frustrated looking. And I'm like, what happened? He was like, you are not going to believe this shit. And I was like, try me. So he's like, I'm driving back from fucking Mickey D's, and under the bridge right there down the street, this fucking cop pulls me over. And like, they took his ID, went back to the fucking car, and was there for a minute, and then came back, and then they were saying something about speeding, and he was like, I wasn't speeding. He's like, is that weed I smell? And then the cop steps back, says something on the radio, and then hands his ID back to him, goes, thank you, have a good night, and then turns around and just bails and gets back in the car and then takes off. I was like, did she really smell like weed? He's like, yeah, it smelled like she just fucking tossed a blunt in the fucking car. And I was like, fuck. And I go, what the fuck made you think to say, is that weed I smell? And he's like, I have no idea, but that was the stupidest fucking deal. He's like, there was literally nobody there. It was just me and this cop underneath the fucking bridge. And I'm like, ooh. He's like, yeah.
Almost had his virgin ass raped.
But so, yeah, I was irritated because I wanted to go the fuck home. And so, but after he told me that story, I was laughing. I was like, all right, I'm not mad anymore.
You're all driving home super cautious looking.
I know, right? I'm like, which bridge? I'm like, I'm going to go the other way.
So I got a quick one, another follow-up. I was going to San Diego with the family. It was me, the wife, and a couple of the kids. And we got this nice hotel, you know, close to the old town San Diego. It's going to be a great time, you know. We're traveling through. And this is when the big ice borders were there, you know, going through from Arizona to California and whatnot. They had all these stop checkpoints and everything. We're rolling through, and it's about a mile back up, and I'm pissed off. They're looking at cars for nothing. They're just letting people pass. It's like, God damn, it's just a waste of my time. I want to be in San Diego on the surf and just relaxing. Get up to the freaking checkpoint. This Mexican guy looks at me and says, so you from Arizona? I'm like, yeah, and I'm a citizen too, God damn it. He goes, you can go. I'm like, God damn right I can.
Oh my God, dude. That was like when we were coming back, like from, and this is a story I'm going to get into when we hit our first world problems segment. But fucking mix it, dude. Like, same thing at the border coming back. We're asleep in the back of a covered truck. So, like, they, you know, they have us get out, and they're looking at us, and he's like asking these questions, and then like we didn't really say anything right away because we were like, what the fuck? And then the guy's like, do you speak English? And then fucking mix it. Well, what country do you think this is? I was like, oh my God, I'm like, probably not the best idea, dude. And then that's what my dad hears when, like, he gets out of the fucking thing and comes around the side. He hears, do you speak English? And then makes its reply of, fucking, well, what country do you think this is?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't know who was going to kick his ass, the Border Patrol guy or my dad.
They doubled down.
Get him! And a laugh get him! By all. What about you, Cookie?
I'm usually a law-abiding citizen, so, and I have this nerdy look to me, so, like, one time I might have, like, come into a bad situation was, I had fallen asleep while I was driving and crashed into someone's front lawn, and, everybody was fine, there was no injuries or anything like that. The cop literally gets to the scene and literally looks me up and down, he's all like, okay, you can go. And that was like, I'm not like going to backtalk or anything like that. I was like, okay, had I been drinking? Maybe. Did I fall asleep at the wheel? Yes.
Did you go away with the cop's phone number?
I had ran into him like a year later when my lights were out. And he's all like, oh, I remember you. I let you go. I'm going to let you go again. Just get your lights fixed. So, yeah.
That's at least worth two dinners.
Yeah, at least. Not a watch.
You know some people.
Yeah.
Not a watch unless the head's right.
Yeah. Proper doming.
Right?
That's awesome.
That's the closest I've come.
Wait, what?
Exactly. Exactly.
So as we sit here bitching about our first world problems, and right. transition into this next one. And this is, I know we've all been there, you know, we've been bitching and then you catch yourself bitching and you realize you're bitching about stuff that people in other countries don't complain about. No. They'd be like luxuries for them. So this is a first world problem. So there was this time that in order to teach us a lesson about like not being an ungrateful piece of shit. So we complained because there was only one bathroom in the house and there was five of us in it. And, you know, these people like to shit a lot. And also there was the one big TV, but the video games like couldn't really go to the big TV because that's where Pops was watching his TV. So we had this little tiny fucking portable TV, like radio thing, those ones from the fucking 80s with the big handle. So we had our Nintendo hooked up to that. I mean, that was a fucking nightmare. There was three of us that wanted to play a two-player game on a fucking screen that was like 8 inches big. It was like just slightly bigger than a Game Boy. And so, you know, I guess we may have fucking dropped a complaint or two about that. So he packs us up over spring break and he takes us down to Mexico where the family lives. And it's not the touristy part. It's, you know, they still got like an outhouse. You have to take a tank of propane to this place where you can switch them out. And that's how you get your hot water. So we're down there and it's like kind of fucking camping for me because I was like, oh, okay, I get to shit outside. And then, you know, we're like campfire barbecue style cooking. I'm like, so far I'm kind of into it and it's not. So the plan's kind of backfiring. And then on top of that, then they had a Nintendo there. So I was like, what? We should come here a long fucking time ago. I don't got to do any housework. But yeah, no, like I get what he meant. Like, cause he took us to like the poor part of town where people were like, you know, cardboard taped or staple gun to wood pallets and stuff like that as a house. And so, you know, there's no pavement. It's all dirt, all dirt road. And like just not a lot of, definitely none of a lot of the stuff that we got here, like, you know, like two-ply toilet paper or fucking an outhouse without a fucking snake ready to bite your ass when you sit down. And so, terrible. So yeah, I mean, all in all, like we learned the lesson, but it wasn't that bad. Like, cause you know, again, didn't have to do any chores, didn't have to get up for school. Like it was like camping. Got to shit outside if you were like gonna brave the snakes. And so we, you know, we pack it up and we're coming back. And then, you know, so we're all burnt and tired. And that's when that thing with the border agent happened with Mixit, where he like, you know, pops it open. And he's like, you speak English? And I get it. You know, like he's sarcastic as fuck as it is, but like we can wake his ass up to ask him a stupid question. And he's like even more of a dick about it. So, but yeah, that was like the thing that I remember about like fucking bitching about like my first world problems was like that was the end result. Is like, no, come on, we're gonna go see where problems really exist
in the land of Mexico,
where donkeys go out in the wild.
What about you guys?
First world problems definitely are anything I incur whenever I go to Starbucks and they get my order wrong. So I'm very specific. If I'm going to pay $24 for one drink, they better be getting it right.
You complain when they spell cookie dookie?
Yeah, when they spell it with a K, I'm like, you idiot. I'm lactose intolerant. This is supposed to be almond milk.
How do you exactly get the milk out of the teats of the almond?
Well, you have to soak them first. This isn't your first time, I can tell.
No, I've milked plenty of almonds coming from the great state of California as a young kid.
A young what?
Kid.
So, I have two simple ones for the first world problems. We went out hunting in near Flagstaff, and it's the first time my son went out. We get this deer tag so we can go out hunting and, you know, get some elk. And I was psyched up, man. I know how to skin. I had a nice knife. I was ready to go. The guy had the gun. He just needed someone to go with him so we could haul the carcass and do the deed, right? So I get out there with him and my son, and come to find out, he was a week late on the stupid tags and didn't even look at it and didn't tell me. We had everything organized and ready to get up there and do the hunting and everything, and it was a week off. So I was pissed off. So now we're up there just basically camping and rummaging around, seeing what's out there. And I brought up some canned ham and canned beans, but I forgot the can opener. So we're out there in the middle of nowhere with all this stuff. We have wood. There's plenty of wood around. We had lighters and stuff. We can start up a good fire, but we had nothing to open these cans up. My son's all, oh, why did you forget the can opener? First world problems. I can't open this up. I'm like, well, good. Get me a rock. He's all, well, I don't want to taste rock and dirt in there. I'm like, fine. Give me your goddamn knife. So I'm slicing open the can, you know, the old style, just little nip at a little nip going all the way through until I get the beans in the
Asian style.
Yeah. Put it on the grill. Now we have hot tins. We're eating straight out of there. My son's all, oh, I didn't know you could do that. I'm like, yeah, because you're too fluffy at school. You need to open up and get rugged like a real man.
Go on.
Well, that was it. That was the end of the story. We had that one incident, and then not too long ago, one of my daughters was complaining about the toilet, saying, I take that back. She was complaining about drinking water and
toilet
back
in the drinking water.
Yeah, I got mixed up. Sorry, guys. But remember when we were kids, we drink water out of the water hose out in the front lawn, right?
Yeah, still do.
Yeah,
still
yeah, do. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Especially if you're in a good area, you know, they got good clean water. So my kids all, well, I ain't got no water, and there's no water in the water dispenser. I'm like, well, fuck, just go to the sink, get a cup of water. Tastes like crap. I'm like, it's water. Drink it. You're not going to be drinking all day long. You're going to take a cup and I'm going to go get some more water and everything we find. Just kept complaining and complaining. Finally, I said, you know what? You shit in a toilet with fresh water. There's people in Africa that would want that fresh water that you're shitting into. Then you flush it. And then there's no more fresh water in there because it's got your deuce in there. But there's people out there that would just put a cup in there if it was nice and clean and drink that fresh water. And you're complaining.
Perspective.
Exactly. Needless to say, there was a cup of water from the sink that was drunk that day.
What about a cup from the toilet?
No, that was just more of a, hey, this is what's really happening.
Man. Yeah, I had something similar with one of the kids, and he was bitching about how rough he had it because he acted like an asshole for 2 weeks, so I finally fucking like took all his shit away. So I'm like, no phone, no computer, no video games, no TV. Like, I'm like, there's a whole shelf full of books, or you can go clean the fucking house, one way or the other. And so he's like bitching about how hard he has it and this and that. And so I was like, oh, fuck that. So I took him and I went back to the old neighborhood where I grew up and stuff. So I'm like, they're walking him through the streets of Boyle Heights, and it's, you know, it's somewhat better. Like, there's more businesses there now, but really when you walk through the neighborhoods, it's still the same as it ever fucking was. Mm-hmm. So like for the point of teaching a lesson, I totally lucked out because I went on when they collected all the trash from, so all the cans we're still out and the lids are all open and that shit stinks. And so we're walking through and I'm like, yeah, take it in, man. you get a good whiff. I was like, when's the last time you stepped out your front door and had to smell that? He's like, never. I'm like, all right, cool. And so I'm like, hey, what do you think all the bars on the windows are for? I'm like, you think it's just for hanging piñatas? Or he's like, no, probably so people don't break in. I'm like, and I was like, just see, like, there was like kids playing outside. I'm like, look, see what they're doing? They're playing outside. Do you think they'd be playing outside if they had like an Xbox or, you know, a computer and stuff like that? He's like, probably not. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, check that out. So it's just like walking around, showing them like, look, dude, this is how you could have it. I'm like, keep acting up and we're going to fucking have you spend a little while at grandma and grandpa's. And is it, you know, they still live in Boyle Heights. So I'm like, you could spend two glorious weeks here in Boyle Heights if you want. I'm like, grandma and grandpa will take you in right away. I'm like, hey, and good luck with that Saturday morning kicking the door open at 9 a.m. trying to get up and clean the house, because I didn't have three kids so that I could clean my own fucking house in time. I don't want to ruin it for him, though.
Surprises.
Meanwhile, he sees the bars on the windows going, yes, yeah, to keep the animals in. He sees the kids playing, and they're playing with shanks.
Joke's on you, fucker. You thought it was to keep the people out. Nope, it's to keep the kids in so they can keep cleaning the fucking house. Get to work, Maria.
Got those leg braces to keep everybody inside where they belong.
True story.
First world problems, baby.
Right? That's like, yeah, just shit that, like, you know you shouldn't, but you still do.
Having to buy generic because they're out of the name brand.
Right?
Fuck, what kind of animal are you?
I mean, I got to
draw. Hearing the complaint from the kids, there's nothing to eat. Open the goddamn fridge. Eat a slice of cheese. Make a grilled cheese. Get out of my face.
Yeah, right. It's like
a dang quesadilla.
Yeah, yeah. Like you got Google, type in the ingredients that you have and see what it comes up with.
I literally shocked my daughter, my youngest, because I made my own tortillas in the kitchen. She goes, "You can make your own?" I'm like, "Yeah." I go, "Look, this is a mini computer. You touch it and it'll give you directions. It'll tell you what to do if you want to do it." So I looked up within seconds, you know, a recipe to make my own tortillas. And I remembered some of the steps my grandma taught me when I was a little kid. So I'm in there kneading some dough and putting a pinch of this, a pinch of that. Put out some tortillas because we had nothing else to eat with it. And she's all, "Oh my God, these are pretty darn good." I'm like, "Yeah, guess what? You can make them yourself without complaining too."
I shocked the shit out of the kid when he was like, "Fuck, man, there's no bread. I wanted to make a sandwich." He like had taken all the lunch meat out and the cheese and everything. He was like, "Shit." And I'm like, "What are you tripping for?" I'm like, "We have tortillas." He's like, "Yeah, I was going to have a sandwich." I'm like, "With what bread?" I'm like, "But you have tortillas." He's like, "I'm sorry. I'm just not getting it." I'm all, "Jesus." So I'm like, "Give me the fucking tortillas." So I, you know, I put the comal on and I let it heat up and I put the tortilla down and like turn it over. I'm like, "Go ahead and get your whatever you were going to put in the sandwich." So there he goes. He gets all this stuff, like his mayonnaise and his fucking cheese and the lunch meat. I'm like, "All right, give it to me." So I put the mayonnaise on the tortilla and I just grab everything and I roll it up. I'm like, "Here you go." And he was like, "What?" Like,
it's a wrap. They charge you $2 more at Subway for this.
And he was like, "Oh man, I had no idea you could do." I was like, "Oh, children are the future, my ass."
The rap in New York City usually has a backbeat going on with it too, so.
And so he was like, "Oh, what?" He's like, "What other kind of stuff can you?" I was like, "Literally any fucking thing you want." And you just heat the tortilla and just roll the shit up.
Mind blown.
And so, oh man, it really fucked with his mind when I'm like, "Here, check this out." And I fucking threw the bologna on the fucking on the pan. And he was like, "Oh fuck!" Like he was like watching like Jiffy pop for the first time ever in his life when it like kind of like domes up.
And that gif of all those guys where they go, "Whoa!" They're all spinning around, freaking out.
Yeah, he's like losing his shit. And so then months later, we're out of bread, and like fuck checker wanted to make a sandwich, and so then I hear the same thing from the other room. He's all, "What do you?" He's like, "Yeah, just grab a tortilla." He's like, "Here, let me show you." And fuck checker's looking at him like, "Get the fuck out of here! I don't want your fucking poor man's sandwich." She's like, "I'll just eat something else." So,
nice.
One of the things that I remember about the Chris Rock's stand-up was that joke that he had about the big piece of chicken, and you know, who the fuck is you to eat the big piece of chicken? Because the big piece of chicken was reserved for dad. And so then he goes on to this thing about how the mom's gonna like sew two pork chops and a thigh together and hope he doesn't notice. And so I was like, "Ooh, I don't know about that. That sounds kind of gnarly." But then it got us on this other topic of what's the worst thing like you've ever eaten?
Pussy.
Did it taste like shit?
No, luckily.
He's like, "No, it tasted like pussy."
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it feral? You got to get the kind that's raised in a house, not the feral kind with hair everywhere.
Oh, my bad. That is a mistake I will not make twice.
That's what she said. So back when my eldest was a baby, she had a fever and she was like freaking out. You know, my wife had to work through the second shift, so she was at work. And I was getting sick myself, you know, but it wasn't that bad. And I ordered a delivery from this Italian place that was around the corner. So I was like, "Hey, man, I haven't had calzone in a while. Got me a nice calzone, man. Piping hot. Right there, delivered, you know." So I gave the guy a good tip. I bit into that thing. It tasted good. I'm like, "Yeah, all right." So I finished that thing off, polished it off. It was so good. Not 10 minutes into it, I just start getting sweats. I'm like, "Oh, God. Oh, what the hell? What the hell?" I gotten food poisoning from this thing. Whatever they cooked inside, the salami that was in there was not cooked well. And I just started fever pitching, aches and pains. I just felt like a woman giving birth, man. So my daughter's crying. I'm crying because now I start feeling bad, you know, and I'm trying to keep up from throwing up. And I got her in my shoulder and I'm like, "Whoop." And she's like, "Whoop." She threw up. I almost threw up on the floor. It was just back and forth, man. So finally I got this gag reflex where, calm down, Cookie, where I just couldn't take it anymore. And I'm calling the wife.
Pussy.
I'm like, "You need to come home." So she comes home, you know, thinking I'm joking around because I didn't want to take care of the kid. But then she sees me on the floor all curled up, man. I had bad cramps in my stomach. It felt like a mule kicked me in the balls. I threw up like 3 times that night. It was fucking horrible, man. One of the worst nights ever.
Awful.
Ugh. Yeah, that food poisoning's rough, dude. I remember like one time that I had it. It was really bad. Like for like an hour and a half I was sitting there on the toilet with the fucking trash can in my fucking lap throwing up and shitting at the same time.
Double down. Like, ugh. Double, yeah, down.
Totally. And it was from my ex-wife had made breakfast that morning and she grabbed like lunch meat and stuff to throw in the eggs. Didn't check to see how long they had been in there. And yeah, the next day was like fucking puke fest, like, and just
like Barf-a-Rama from Stand By Me.
I was like, yeah, I don't think I've ever fucking shit that much. And I'm like, I only had like 3 eggs, you know, like a breakfast of 3 eggs. I can't imagine if I hadn't eaten any more. Like, oof.
Just wait till you get a colonoscopy. You'll shit that much.
Oh. Not looking forward to that.
Go on. Tell me more.
So this one time, I actually woke up and I was still drugged up and they try to make you fart. So you have to pass gas before they release you. They want to make sure that you're able to hold you're not, you know, bound up.
you're not going to shit yourself or blow up intestine wise. So they make you fart. And I kept telling the nurse, no, you're a lady. I can't fart in front of you. I'm drugged up. I can't fart in front of you, miss. I can't. I'm not never this nice to nobody, but I'm drugged up calling her ma'am, miss, lady.
Miss lady, bitch.
I go, look, I'll make you a deal. She goes, what? I go, I'll fart. And she goes, okay. In the bathroom with the door closed, you put your ear on the door. So I did my dirty business there, and she heard it and released me. But yeah, it's not so fun to do that. No, you got to do it though. On a funny note, I had a friend that actually had an endoscopy and a colonoscopy at the same time.
Clink, clink, clink.
Yeah, well, you go this way. You go that way. We'll meet in the middle.
Teamwork.
You want to see how the East Coast and West Coast railways met?
Oh, man. So
another. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, I was going to say, like, on the topic of the worst things eaten, for me, one of the things that stands out was we're coming back from, like, visiting my in-laws out of state, right? We're passing through Vegas to get home. The traffic's just ridiculous, and it's already been like 12 hours, and the GPS is saying we're not going to get home for another like 7 hours. And I was like, you know what? Fuck that. You know, hotels tonight, boom, boom, boom. Found a dirt cheap room at Circus Circus. And yeah, that place is fucking gnarly. I won't stay there again. It was gross. I was like, I should have just stayed at fucking Motel 6. It was the same shit.
We'll keep the light on for you.
And like fucking half of East Los Angeles was there, and so we go to the buffet, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, the food in Vegas is good. You know, buffets in Vegas generally. Oh,
Clark, one plate, we share from this plate.
Like generally, we're cool, right? And so, no, I go there, and like everything looks good, but then as like I started to take a bite of like the chicken, and it's like crispy all the way to the bone, and like they totally over fried the shit out of it, and the pizza tasted like it was
free like
tortillas, ketchup and fucking government cheese. The fruit was all like wilty and like super like it'd been out for too long, and I was like, wow, not one fucking thing in this place was good. Even the soda, like for their soda machine, was, I guess the syrup was low, so it was like kind of clearish. It's like, oh, look, now, they brought Crystal Pepsi back again. No, we're just out of fucking. Just out of
look, syrup. Clark, they brought back the Blue Ambrosia. Get a couple scoops of that for me, why don't you?
Oh, yeah, but so, I mean, it was just like one plate and nope. Like, it was like a bite out of everything. We're like, fuck this. We went to the McDonald's that was like two more doors down.
Two more doors down. And then later on, you came up with three doors down, right?
Yeah, later on, that one, it sucks because we had to share one bathroom.
Aww.
Yeah.
Come full circle. You go, just go back to Mexico.
I was like, if I wanted this kind of service, I would have just stayed in Boyle Heights.
What the hell did you eat? The same thing you ate. So the last quick story I had about the worst food I ate, I'm at a wedding, and not my own, my friends, and they had nice roast beef. Prime rib, I should say, not roast beef. It was out and everything. I'm like, all right, this looks good. Get a nice stack of mashed potatoes on there, right? I'm like, all right. It'd be great if they had butter or sour cream. Oh, sour cream. All right. So I get the big spoon, slop it, biggest spoon I could get, and put it all on my mashed potatoes. Sit down, and I start eating it up. This sour cream tastes weird to anybody else. What sour cream? They didn't have sour cream out. They had horseradish.
Ouch.
Oh my god, I damn near died. That thing was like eating wasabi paste straight out of the tube.
Yeah.
chemical.
Good times.
What about you, Cookie? Would anything memorable come to mind when...
It was literally sushi. Like, I joked, but yeah, it was sushi. Like, I had I had gone to a local eatery down the street from where I live, and...
Circle K?
Yes. 7-Eleven. No, there's a restaurant that's well known for their sushi. It's like a... It's not necessarily a hole in the wall, but it was... I'd been there a few times, and so I go, and I had a... ordered what I usually order, and then the next day I just felt it, and it was just awful. I haven't been able to eat sushi since, but it was bad. That was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Oh, shit.
I've eaten fish. I've eaten ceviche since, but just sushi? No. Like, I can't. It was bad. Like, every hole, like you said. Every single hole. Top to bottom.
Yeah. How'd you get shit out of your nose? Don't ask.
Yeah, it's a talent. It's a talent.
Look at that 7-Eleven and gas station sushi's gonna hit you kind of rough.
Is that wasabi paste? No, it's really ketchup, but
it's not wasabi. They just put relish in there. There you go. It works. It works for the dog. For the hot dogs.
That's a horrible story, man.
All right, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this episode, but don't forget to keep tuning in and checking us out. Hit us up on our social media, like and subscribe. We got YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Fuck Checker is still doing the Twitter thing, so go ahead and drop us a message there. Go ahead and strike up a conversation, whatever, you know, just go ahead and get at us. Let us know what you guys want to see more of, what you guys want to see less of, what topics, questions, anything like that you got for us to answer on the air. We'll go ahead and do that for you. We are running the first contest again. If you haven't checked it out, listen to episodes 7 and 8, or actually you're gonna have to watch episode 7 on YouTube and then go ahead and get your entry in. We got those prizes from Creatures and Cosplay, and we're looking forward to passing them out to the winners, so keep tuning in. So until next week,
I like my cookies with nuts. Happy holidays.